Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching, howtosellyourcoaching.com. Jump over to callwithwayne.com to schedule your complimentary call with me. Let's see if we can help you. Today I want to talk about creating a course instead of a coaching business, and how a course can easily transition into coaching, and how coaching can actually be how you can have a downsell to a coaching program. Let me explain. Okay. So we're going to take this ascension model that Russell Brunson and ClickFunnels and everybody else has said is so popular. We're going to turn it upside down. And I've learned it from some of the recent coaches I've worked with, some of the course creators I've worked with. Instead of trying to begin with a small price, begin with a $7 product, a $37 product, a $97 product. And if you follow Russell Brunson, I think he's a genius and I think he's got a great program. However, if you're ready to jump into six figures quick, you're ready to make a big change, and you don't want to test something over the next 10 to 15 years, then we need to flip his model upside down. Let's talk about this. In the typical ascension model, you start with a small giveaway, a free podcast or free ebook or something they can get for free. And listen, I still do that from time to time, but this is not the way to start your program. They start with what they call a tripwire. Maybe it's free, maybe it's $7, $9, whatever. And then from that, they ascend you to their $97 program or a $997 course or $497 course, whatever it may be. And then they know from that a certain percentage will go into maybe a $5,000 or $8,000 coaching program, and a certain percentage of that will go into maybe a $20,000, $30,000 per year mastermind. Are you with me? And it's really just an 80-20 rule. If you could have 100 people come in at for maybe $7, $37 or something along those lines, then we know about 20% of those people would probably pay the next level up. So now you've got 20 that would pay you $100 a month. And out of those 20, maybe 1,000 for a course. Now, out of those 20, you've got four that would pay maybe 8,000 for a coaching program. And out of those four, you might have one that would do a mastermind. And that is the mindset. But let me explain why that's so hard to maintain. And I'm not saying you can't do it, but I'm saying why not set up a business model that's destined for success instead of for problems. Are you with me? Okay, let's talk about why it's so hard to build that. Number one, you've got to have a really large or at least very consistent budget to bring in 1,000, 2,000 people on your main product. Now, we just said that's okay because we know if we can even get at a break-even point there, which is Russell Brunson's idea, can we sell something for $37 or $7 or $19 or whatever that covers our basic advertising costs, then the rest of, from then on, we got customers for free. And that's a wonderful idea. Let's take it another level, however. I have 1,000 people on my list, and now I've broke even. So that means I've processed 1,000 orders. I've done the customer service, and I'm just at a break-even point, maybe. And it's harder to get at a break-even point than they tell you. But you're at a break-even point. Now you're thinking, okay, now 20%, I got 200 people that'll buy my next program. The problem is everybody else is also going after those 200 people. Those 200 people may have bought your product, but it has to be very good to convince them that it was worth their investment and that they're going to go to the next level with you when you offer that. Are you with me? So you've got to have the marketing in place, the indoctrination system in place, the retargeting in place. You've got to be there. You've got to have your voice in their ear and your message in front of their eyes consistently over and over and over so that you maintain that 20% that will move to the next level instead of somebody else taking that market share from you because they have the latest, greatest new product, better price, better marketing, or something else. This is why most people that create courses, it takes a long time to ever become profitable. So they're starting in a small area, then they're trying to move up. Listen, there's one course out there purchased. I think the creator was great. It's probably the best course I've ever purchased on creating courses, a course on creating courses. However, I did start with a $49 course and I upgraded to a $997. But guess what? I never upgraded to our $8,000 and $30,000 programs. And I really don't even see that she offers the top end anymore. I'm not sure. So what if we could reverse that? What if we could reverse it? What do I mean by that? If you're going to create a course, you need to solve a problem. If you're going to create a course, it needs to be one solution, a big solution for a big problem. I saw one earlier today for companies that are creating, that have digital marketing. They have digital marketing companies. They're trying to create these digital marketing companies, these agencies. And he said, why are you trying to do it yourself? Let us give you the complete course. Let's give you all of our Rolodex of everything that you need, all of our white label providers, everything, so you can have a digital marketing company out the gate. I like that. I really do. I like that. You've been trying to build a digital marketing agency for some time and you failed. Let me provide the solution. And they immediately went into a very high level program. Now, imagine your product, imagine your service, imagine what you're trying to do. And you go in and say, wait a minute, instead of starting at small, let's start at least $1,000 to $2,000. Let's just say $1,000. We're going to start at least $1,000. And again, it could be $2,000 or $3,000. But if you come in at $1,000 and somebody says no, you could always back them down to a $497 program, a $297. Have a downsell, a smaller maybe portion of the program, or one area of expertise that you have, not the full package. So you still have something. If they cannot or will not pay the $1,000, then you can say, okay, then you may want to consider here, and it gives them a smaller taste. Are you with me? $297, $397, $497. And for that amount of money, they say, wow, you really know your stuff. You get to prove yourself and you get paid for it. Then they can always come back. And you can even say, hey, try this program for $297. And when you're ready to upgrade to the $1,000 or $2,000 program, we'll apply that $297 as long as you do it in the next 6 months. So now you've got almost a future sale, almost guaranteed, but at least you have people working with you. Now, I personally like to do $3,000, $5,000 programs, maybe $8,000 programs. And then when they go, yes, I know I need this, they see the value, but they simply can't afford it, say, okay, can I make a recommendation? And then downsell to a $1,000 course. Now, course is only $997 or $1,497 or $597, whatever your course is. And again, why don't we begin there? Let's get you can begin with my course, get everything set up. And then if you need our fully done for you services, we can always move up. And when you do that, we'll apply that money towards this. Are you with me? Are you with me? I recently had somebody go do exactly that. They jumped into one of our $1,000 programs this week. They jumped on the phone, said, I want your full program. So we took the $1,000 that they paid almost 2 years ago. The point is, in 2 years of trying it themselves, they had some success, but not full success, so they needed our help. But we took that $1,000 that we've already gotten and applied it towards our high-ticket program. They were excited. They didn't feel like they'd wasted that $1,000. And we were very profitable because now we've maintained that client instead of someone else, but also we're able to truly serve them, and it's going to be easier because they've already done a lot of the work. Are you with me? Come on, guys, there's so much we can talk about. Let's get your course created. Let's get you out there selling them on autopilot. What would it be like? Just imagine if you open up your phone, your computer, whatever, and there's another email, that another $997 has been placed in your account, another $997, another $497, whatever your price is, has been placed in your account. What if you looked on your phone and there's another calendar invite where somebody wants to speak to you because they've already spent $1,000 on your course and now they're ready to get to the next level? Are you with me? Jump over to callwithwayne.com. Let's take 10, 15 minutes. Let's just look at your business. Let's see if we can take your business and put it into this proven business model. And I promise you at least one aha moment in the process. All right, guys. Go out there, change lives, and get wealthy doing it. I look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.